KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have rain and 51 degrees in Atlantic. We picked up 18 one-hundredths of an inch. Since 5 a.m. today, we look for scattered showers and thunderstorms today in a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. Radar shows the heaviest showers are currently located from north of Villisca to around the Cumberland area and moving to the east. In the news, a school bus driver from Red Oak was sighted Thursday after the Red Oak School District bus he was driving sideswiped a parked car near the Red Oak Middle School. Red Oak police say 77-year-old Roger Lynn Wagner was driving the 2015 Bluebird school bus westbound at 4th and Hammond Streets at around 3:25 p.m. when the bus sideswiped a legally parked 2005 Chevy Classic passenger car. The car was occupied by 83-year-old Marilyn Gentry, who was waiting for her grandchild to be dropped off at the Red Oak Middle School. No students were injured on board the bus, nor was either driver. The car sustained about $6,000 damage, while damage to the bus was estimated at $2,000. Wagner was cited for failure to maintain control. Well, the Creston Police Department says a man from North Division Street in Creston, the 300 block, reported on Thursday morning that someone had broken the back window out of a vehicle while it was parked in a parking lot overnight. The victim estimated the damage at $300. Police in Red Oak Thursday evening arrested a man on assault and other charges. 24-year-old Jesse Dean Allman of Red Oak was arrested at around 7:40 p.m. for domestic abuse, assault, obstruction of emergency communications, and contempt of court for violating a no-contact or protective order. Allman was also charged with possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on two separate bonds, a $300 cash bond for the warrant and a $1,000 bond for the possession charge. The Ottoman County Sheriff's Office said Thursday on their social media page that they're aware of a new scam targeting the area. Authorities say individuals are providing their banking and online information for checks to be deposited in their accounts, and then the next day they are to transfer the money to someone else. Authorities said that they've seen similar scams advertised as a get-rich-quick scheme, and if you feel you've been scammed, talk to your banking institution and law enforcement immediately. The Sheriff's Office said also it's very important to share all the information you have received and provided, even though the scammers may have told you not to or provided you with a story to use if asked. This is in the best interest, they said, of helping you and safeguarding other potential victims. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably isn't. And officials of the Creston Police Department are reporting a familiar scam on their social media page Thursday. The CPD said, "We are receiving reports that people are getting voicemails and text messages saying that there are warrants for their arrest. It is the policy of the Creston Police Department," they said, "not to divulge warrant information in any manner other than in person. Therefore, if you receive one of these messages, it is a scam, and you should report them to the Iowa Attorney General's office at 1-888-777-4590. An August trial has been scheduled for a Sioux City car dealer accused of tampering with odometers on the vehicles he was selling. 37-year-old Francisco Hurtado has pleaded not guilty in Woodbury County District Court to six counts of fraudulent practices. His trial is set to start August 21st. Authorities say Hurtado lives in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and owns Siouxland Auto Sales in Sioux City. Iowa investigators say they found odometers in high-mileage vehicles that had been rolled down to increase the vehicle's value. Court records say Hurtado acknowledged replacing odometer clusters on some vehicles. The records say, however, that Hurtado had not followed Iowa law in resetting the replaced odometers to zero or to the original mileage, nor placing a notice on the dashboards noting that the odometer clusters had been replaced. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports a woman from Blanchard was arrested at around 7:15 p.m. Wednesday following a traffic stop northwest of Brattyville. During the stop, 58-year-old Patricia Ann Kanegi was arrested for driving while license suspended. Kanegi was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a little more than $566 bond. She later posted bond and was released pending further court proceedings. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer on Thursday released information about an arrest that took place Saturday morning at around 2:10 a.m. The sheriff reports deputies stopped an SUV near 310th Street and Hackberry Avenue, or about 4 miles south of Coyne. During the stop, it was discovered there was marijuana in the vehicle. The driver, 28-year-old Jesse Dean Blanchard of Clermont, Missouri, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and for OWI, or under the influence of drugs. Blanchard was transported to the Page County Jail, where he was held on a $2,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Wesley Kaiser, age 63, of Ashland, Nebraska, and formerly of Lewis, died Monday in Papillion, Nebraska. Funeral services for Wesley Kaiser will be today at 1 o'clock at the Griswold Community Center. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Phyllis Kay, age 80, of Atlantic, died May the 5th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Phyllis Kay will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Carol Sampson, age 74, of Exira, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Carol Sampson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. Beverly Beckendorf, age 81, of Walnut, died Wednesday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital. A memorial service for Bev Beckendorf will be on Monday at 11:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland has arrangements. Ruth Harrison, age 93, of Anita, died Tuesday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Ruth Harrison will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at Anita United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care has the arrangements. Doris Newell, age 91, of Urbandale and formerly of Anita, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Doris Newell will be next Tuesday at 1 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Evelyn Moss, age 94, of Stewart, died May the 3rd at the Stewart Community Care Center. Services and visitation for Evelyn Moss are pending at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. The news was brought to you today by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.